There are many people across Teesside who will have been to this crematorium to say goodbye to someone who they know. Jeff Phillipson is the crematorium supervisor, and he showed me around.
Yasses, we'll go into there, then it goes up, turns round, and there's a big chain inside, breaks all the ash up.
So what are they powered by then? Is it gas, electric?
Gas.
So how hot do these cremators get?
These can get up to 1100 centigrade.
People who have got hip replacements, yeah, knee replacements, these are titanium.
They're just left there. These are parts of the joints that come out. That'll be the knee joint and what have you.
Away from the cremators, I met Colin Duncan and Joanna Holroyd.
Hello. Is it Colin?
Is this David?
Are you well?
Yeah, good. Nice. Thanks very much. Nice to meet
Colin
you.
Colin is the crematorium's manager.
We're extremely busy. We have over 3,000 cremations during a year. That's about 15 to 20 on an average day. And yes, we're approaching a very busy time of the year. And the work here doesn't suit everybody, obviously, but the... But for many of us that have worked here, then personal experience comes to play. The personal maturity of people who work here is very, very important.
Joanna used to work at Boots, believe it or not, but now deals with the families and friends who make a booking here.
Someone said to me the other day, how can you do that job? And I just say, well, it's actually quite natural to me. It's not really depressing, you know, we're here to help people. And we go home at night, you know, like everyone else, have tea, watch TV, you know, watch a movie. We are normal people. We've got our family lives, and it's a really rewarding job.
There are two chapels where services are held before the deceased are cremated. Pauline Smith, who works in the office, helps to arrange the type of service people want.
We do get people wanting certain parts back.
Right, okay. Certain parts. Can you elaborate at all?
Sort of like hip joints and things.
Right, okay.
Any music requests? And there are some quite jolly ones. It's things like the Time Warp. Let's do the Time Warp, yeah. It's obviously something that's special to the person that's died, and that was their favourite song.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What's the most requested song?
Oh, no, that's difficult because there are quite a lot. Yes. Time to Say Goodbye. My Way. The record shows I took the blows and did it
my way. Jeff has been working here for years and oversees the actual cremating of the coffins, and he has his own way of getting by day to day.
You turn off. You've got to just turn off. Truthfully, when my dad died, he was cremated here. I did not want to see his name in the book because I knew then I would have broke down. And I've never looked for it and I never will look for it. And that's the way I am. I mean, there's a lot of people come through here that I've known. When my mate died, he asked me to cremate him. Believe me, that was the hardest thing I've ever done in my lifetime. To sit there and round there and watch my mate get cremated. He asked me to of all people to do it.
You'd think that working here would be quite depressing, but listen to the staff, and they take real pride in helping those who are going through sometimes one of the most difficult times of their lives, saying goodbye to a loved one. They're not shy as well about talking about what they do, for ultimately they know the work that they are doing is brought about by one of the facts of life.